This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, childbearing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of childbearing in the Islamic lifestyle. There is a lot of emphasis on having more children in the Islamic texts and in the Islamic teachings, whereas the Prophet has said that you need to bring more kids or we need to have more children. And if you want to choose someone as a spouse, one of the criterias should be that whether they will be able to bring kids or not, or children or not. And that is one of the conditions. They said when you want to marry, like a girl to a boy or boy to a girl, they should see that whether they can bring kids or not. And that's why Imam has said, we have a narration from Imam Baqir alayhi salam as well, that when you marry to someone who can bring kids, and do not go after the beauty only and the beauty who denies to have kids. Why? Because they're not expanding the human generation. They're not being the cause of the expansion of the human generations. And this is what Imam is saying, that you need to be careful when you need to marry. So in Islam, there is a lot of emphasis on marrying. Obviously, you cannot have kids according to the Islamic teachings legally if you're not marrying. Therefore, there is a lot of emphasis on the marriage and after marriage on having kids. And it is also said that do not think that you should not have kids because of your financial issues, because financial issues has nothing to do with the kids, because Allah has given the promise of sustenance or providing the sustenance. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of childbearing, and we said that many people, they don't bring children or they don't bring kids because they think that they cannot provide their sustenance. They are maybe through like the means that they have, for example, like financially, they cannot support. Some people think they cannot train their kids. And that is one of the reasons of not bringing children. Or maybe they think like they need to enjoy their life for some time. And after that, they think about the formation of the family. Whereas all these things are not right. The enjoyment in the life is with the kids. The family formation is the bound through which you will have more sustenance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to give us the sustenance. So even it is also said that when you have a kid, when we have a kid, when a child is born, Allah increases the person's sustenance because He has promised. Yes, we need to struggle. And on top of that, Allah will give us the sustenance. He will provide us. And because He has promised us for this sustenance, therefore, we should not be worried about it. We only should worry about the amount of work that we are doing or the struggle that we are doing. Therefore, Islam emphasizes, and according to the Islamic lifestyle, having more kids means having a better life and the happiest life. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.